Week 3, Day 1. God the Creator. The word gospel means good news and is mentioned 93 times in the Bible. It comes from the Greek word euangelion, from which we get our English word evangelist or evangelical. Believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ is what saves us. It is what saves others. It is the reason the church was established, and it is the greatest message the church brings to all people. The gospel is the center of our Christian faith. So, the big question we need to answer is, what exactly is the gospel? Do you know this good news God has for us? Do you believe it? Could you put it into words and explain it to a child without any notes? Many people do not know what the gospel is. Even some church people who claim to know it and are advocates for it don't know how to communicate it to others. They know this good news has something to do with Jesus saving us, but they have a hard time articulating the exact truth of it to others. Our hope for this week is that you would gain confidence in knowing what the gospel is and be able to communicate it clearly in 4 simple points. 1, God the Creator. 2, mankind the sinner. 3, Jesus the Savior. And 4, our response, faith and repentance. We pray your love and appreciation for the gospel will grow as you go through this study and that your heart will be drawn closer to God. We also hope some of you may come to understand the gospel for the first time and respond to this great news God has for the world and for you, God the Creator. The gospel begins, well, in the beginning, with God creating the world. The first verse of the entire Bible says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth," Genesis 1:1. God is the creator of the world and everything in it. This is an important place to start because it shows there is an intentional purpose to our lives. This is good news. We are not the result of an accident or of mere chance. We have a creator. The Bible tells us God created the world in 7 days, and everything he created was good. The earth, the seas, the animals, and even mankind. Everything God created he saw was good because he had made it good. There are people in this world who wrestle with whether God is even real. Was our world and mankind created by God? Or did we just show up accidentally through a chemical explosion? God tells us he intentionally made us. He even states that we can be sure he is real, and we can know many of his qualities by simply stepping outside and seeing the details of his creation. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. Romans 1:19-20. We are told we can see God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and his divine nature in what he created. This passage not only says we can see these things, but we are without excuse from knowing we have a creator. A beautiful sunset, the snow-capped mountains, the crystal blue water of Lake Louise in Canada, or the turquoise ocean in Hawaii. God has made a beautiful world for us, so we can begin to acknowledge this did not happen by accident. Can you see him in his creation? God did not just create the beauty of nature, but he also uniquely and intentionally designed it, along with every human he created. Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:26-27. God created the world. But of all the beautiful and incredible things he created, one stands out: humanity. Only human beings, you and I, plus 8 billion other people, along with all who came before and will come after us, are made in God's image. Among other things, that means God created you with a plan and for a purpose. The ultimate plan and purpose for your life is for you to know him, to love him, and to experience the blessing of having a relationship with him, the good, holy, and righteous God who created every single one of us. Reflect and apply. 1. Why is it easy or hard for you to believe God created this world and created you? 2. How do you see God's invisible qualities, His eternal power, and His divine nature in what He created? 3. What is the most beautiful place you have been, and how did you see God reflected in it? 4. Do you believe you were created for the purpose of a relationship with God? How does it make you feel that He wants to be in a relationship with you?